F. Hollis Foote, Tape 4, September 7th, 1970. Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Would you tell me what religion your parents were?
Oh, Protestant.
Did they go to the Belmont Presbyterian?
No. I went to the Congregational Church.
In Malone? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Are you the same?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I go to the Presbyterian, to the Belmont Church now.
Mm-hmm. Because of that fuss they had over here at the Congregationalists? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not so much for that, but I wasn't very keen about the minister they had at the time.
Which one was that?
Well, I forgot what his name was.
Cottle?
Cottle, yeah.
Why didn't you like Cottle?
Well, he was... I had a sick wife, and all the time that she was sick, he never come to call on her once.
Hmm.
And he came to call on a neighbor downstairs that wasn't sick, but he never made an effort to call on my wife, and I got sort of disgusted.
Was the Congregational Church when you were a child any different than it is today?
No.
Did they still have those picture windows with the pictures in it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Your father was probably able to remember when they built that, wasn't he? He must have, because it was built in 1884.
Yes.
It was built only 4 years before you were born.
He must have.
Mm-hmm. You say your grandfather gave the land for the Belmont Presbyterian?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who were the founders of that church up there, Belmont Presbyterian?
Well, I couldn't tell you now. You could find out from Mrs. Parham, I think it is. It's got the records of it.
Mm-hmm. Who were some of the people going to the Congregationalist when you were young?
I don't remember too many of them. The Hales were, and I can't remember too much about who they were.
About how many members were there? Was the church usually full on Sundays?
Well, they had a good-sized congregation. I don't remember if it was full, but...
How early did your parents start taking you to church? About how old were you?
Oh, when I was very small. I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it when you were young? Or did you find it sort of long and tedious?
No. No, I never. Never bothered me.
Was there a Sunday school?
Yes.
Would that be before or after the church service?
After.
So what time was the church service?
10:30.
Uh-huh. And what time was the Sunday school?
At 12 to 1.
Mm-hmm. What went on in the Sunday school? What did they do there?
Well, the different ages were separated into groups, and a teacher for each group.
Who were some of the teachers you had?
Well, I don't remember now.
What were they like? How'd they strike you?
Oh, very well. They were all nice people.
Were they men or women usually?
Usually women. Mm-hmm. Once in a while a man would teach some of the older classes, especially of boys.
Mm-hmm. Did the minister wear a robe when he conducted the service?
No.
Did the congregation have to wear anything special?
No.
Did people usually dress up in those days when they went to church?
Yes.
Yeah, like what would your mother wear?
Well, they always wore their best clothes on. Mm-hmm. Back in those days, of course, they didn't have too many clothes as they do today. But what they had were good.
Were their best clothes usually wool?
Yes.
Did your father ever have prayers at home, prayer services at home?
No.
How about grace at dinner time?
No, my father never did.
Were there anything you weren't allowed to do on Sunday?
Well, I don't remember about that especially.
Were you allowed to play around the house on Sunday?
Oh, in the afternoon we would, perhaps.
Were there any religious pictures in the house?
Yes.
What would they be?
Well, I don't remember especially.
There would never be any crosses or crucifixes, though.
Oh, no.
Did the minister ever come up and visit?
Oh, yes.
Can you remember some of their names when you were young?
Well, not in the early days. Dr. McIntosh was the first minister that I remember too much about. He was a very fine man, and he was the one that married my wife and I. Mm. He later went to Ithaca, and a church down there. He was a man that was very, very highly thought of. In fact, he's buried in Morningside Cemetery. And when he died, there was a great many people from Ithaca came to the funeral.
It was in the Congregational Church here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you go?
Yes.
Can you remember anything about it?
Nothing special. Only that there was so many people there. He was one of the greatest men we ever had in the church in this town.
Well, what set him apart from the other people? From the other ministers?
Well, his friendliness and he always made everyone feel good.
Was he a heavy man?
Quite good size.
How often would the ministers come up and visit you when you were on the home farm?
Oh, I don't remember about that especially.
Do you remember them ever coming?
Oh, yes. Yes, they used to come occasionally.
And what would they do when they came?
Usually, planned on having them come sometime, be there for dinner.
Mm-hmm. What would they serve special when the minister came?
Oh, just perhaps put on a little extra, but I don't remember especially. But we always had, my mother always set a very good table anyway.
What would she make that people don't make today?
Well, I don't know if there was anything that what people make today. And of course, there's a lot of things now that they make that we didn't have then. But our meal was usually, especially the noon meal, would be potatoes and meat and gravy and vegetables and pickles. And always pie. My mother always had pie.
Mm-hmm. Did they use whipped cream a lot in those days?
I don't remember as they did especially.
How about ice cream?
That was very... Only in the summertime they used to make ice cream. We had our own ice cream maker. I cranked that a good many times.
Mm-hmm. How do you see that religion has changed since you were a boy? In Malone, or in any way you'd like to see it?
Well, I don't think people are as concerned with religion as they were in the older days, and they aren't as regular in attendance as they used to be. There's too many diversions now.
Mm-hmm. Did people used to read the Bible quite often?
A great many people did. My father-in-law always read the Bible every morning after the meal, and always had prayers after.
Mm-hmm. He'd read the Bible aloud.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what church did he go to?
The Congregational Church in Bangor.
Mm-hmm. Many families then were quite religious.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What did the Protestants feel about the Catholics and vice versa? Let's say.
There wasn't any.
When you were born.
There wasn't any strife at that time. In fact, there wasn't near as many Catholics as there is today in this country.
There were the two churches in Malone, though, at that time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But there were. There was never any strife between the churches, as I remember. In fact, there were. Priests that they had here at that time were very congenial, and they everybody. There wasn't the strife that there is today.
Mm-hmm. The Protestants didn't have low opinions of Catholics and vice versa?
No. Mm-hmm.
You had Catholic neighbors, didn't you? The Delarmes and
yes.
People like that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You see, where were you when your first child was born? Where were you living? Were you living on the Porter farm?
No, I was when my first child was born, I was living over Eiders.
Mm-hmm. Was that a boy?
Yes.
And then, did you have a child born while you were living at the Porter farm?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And after the Porter farm, you went to working on the, you were a town road commissioner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you were that for 6 years?
Yes.
And what job did you have after you were town road commissioner?
I was a salesman on the road for road machine company.
Did you lose the election as road commissioner, or?
No, I gave it up.
You gave it up. Why'd you give it up? You didn't like it anymore?
No, I had the job with the road machine company at the time I gave it up. I had only been elected a short time before for my third term when the job came up for the road machine company. And I tried to resign, but and have them appoint Leon Stone, who was a foreman for me, and he wouldn't listen to it, but he said he'd look after the work. But if I'd make out the payrolls. So for almost 2 years, I worked for the road machine company and was still town superintendent. But Leon Stone looked after the work and I looked after the payrolls.
Where were you living at this time?
I think I lived downtown at that time.
On Morton Street?
No, on Fort Cannon Street.
Mm-hmm. Had you and your wife inherited most of your furniture or bought it as you set up housekeeping?
We bought it.
Well, who was the furniture store in Mullen at that time?
Well, the biggest share of the things I bought through uncle of mine, Van Gore, that used to order them from a furniture company.
Mm-hmm. Is that bed one of the things you bought?
That bedroom suit was bought new 62 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And was ordered, my uncle ordered it.
That's a light oak.
No, it's a bird's eye maple.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very nice suit.
With a high headboard and a footboard about a foot and a half or 2 feet lower.
And the dresser has a large plate glass mirror, and also the chiffonier has. And they,
Isn't that mere bevel glass?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Bevel glass was used a lot at that time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is called a writing desk.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you have those when you were a boy, or are they something later?
That's something that came from my wife's family. That's very old.
Mm-hmm. Did your parents have the round marble top tables?
They had one small one.
What kind of living room furniture did they have when you were just setting up housekeeping? You know, chairs and couches and things like that.
Well, I don't remember now, just we had plenty of rockers and odd chairs. I don't remember what we had for couch. I think we didn't get that till later. I don't remember now just what it was.
Did you have a dining room or did you eat in the kitchen?
I had a dining room.
Mm-hmm. How far did you have to travel working for this road machine company?
I had four counties. Mm-hmm. Franklin, St. Lawrence, Jefferson, and Lewis.
Yeah, so you went to the west.
Well, the west and south.
Uh-huh. Now, what were the implements they were selling, this road machine company?
Well, back in the early days, road machines and all the different tools that they used on the making roads, and then while I was there, I sold the first snowblower that was sold east of the Mississippi River.
Huh.
And eventually I sold that was a two auger machine. And later I sold the first three auger blower that was sold east of the Mississippi.
What was the name of the company you worked for?
Good Roads Machinery Company.
Do they still exist?
No. Mm-hmm. Not as I know of. The man who organized that died quite young, and the company sort of went to pieces after that.
Did they sell snowplows?
Oh, yes. Yes, we sold snowplows and blowers.
What date would you have started working for them? In the 1920s?
Yes, in 1924.
Mm-hmm. And what were the kinds of implements then? There were snowplows.
Well, road machines. And
were there graders?
Yes, graders. Mm-hmm. The only thing we had for a grader was a horse-drawn grader. And I sold the last one of those that was sold in the territory. I sold in Lewis County. I thought I could tell you the date, but it's gone from me now.
But Lewis County bought horse-drawn graders later than Franklin did.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Was there any date that Franklin County got rid of all its horse-drawn road machinery?
Well, I can't tell about that. It eventually did, but I don't remember when. Mm-hmm.
So they had graders and snowplows and snowblowers, and what else?
Well, all the tools that you used on the road, and the culvert pipe. We used to sell culvert pipe.
shovels, picks, things like that?
Well, not too many of those. Hardwares, you handle those.
How much would the good roads charge for a snowplow?
Well, I can't remember now what the price was. I don't remember now.
Was it under 1,000?
Oh, no. That is not for the big ones. They might have had some plows that were under 1,000, but the blowers run into the thousands. I forgot now, but I think... and another thing that we used to sell was rollers, road rollers.
Mm-hmm. What did they look like? How did they work?
Well, the same as the road rollers you have today, only they were I forgot now. I think most of them were 10-ton. When they built a road, they rolled it down good and hard.
Mm-hmm. What is a two-auger snowblower? What's the auger?
Well, that's the part that catches the snow and puts it into the blowers. Mm-hmm. The auger cuts the snow up and it goes back of that auger into the blower.
Mm-hmm. Where did you sell this snowblower, the first one east of the Mississippi?
Lewis County. And the first three augered when I sold in Lewis County.
Was Lewis County your best county for sales?
No, not ordinarily. But it was the first county that really did big things with snow, because Lewis County was a big snow in the snow belt. They had a lot of snow down there.
Was Franklin County a good county for you to buy things?
Fairly good.
How about St. Lawrence?
St. Lawrence was a good county, and Jefferson was a good county.
But Franklin was almost your worst.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Franklin, I sold quite a lot of things in Franklin County.
How much of a commission would you get?
Well, I was working on a salary.
Uh-huh. Did the salary keep going up as you sold more and more?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How long did you sell road machinery?
I would say about 14 years. Can't just remember now.
What kind of cars did you have to travel around in?
Well, my first car was a Ford Coupe. And my next car was a Chevy sedan. And the next one after that was an Oldsmobile.
Mm-hmm.
And I had, during the time I worked for him, I had 7 Oldsmobiles.
Were these furnished by them, or did you have to buy them yourself?
No, they furnished the car.
Mm-hmm. Did the type of car they gave you depend on how good a salesman you were?
Well, I wouldn't say that that was it entirely. They sort of let me make my own choice.
Did you enjoy selling road equipment?
Yes.
What specifically about it did you like?
Well, meeting the people and the it was a challenge. We had quite a lot of competition.
Who was some of your worst competition?
Well, the Acme Road Machine Company and the I forget what the other one was. Acme Road Machine Company was located in Utica.
Did they have a different line of equipment or the same line?
Oh, they all had about the same line of equipment.
How did the Goodroads equipment differ? You know, what was different about their machines?
They were different brands. And there wasn't too much difference in them, only they were each brand, of course, was made a little bit different, but they all answered the same purpose. But it's just a question of salesmanship and how you put across your product.
Were the Goodroads more expensive than the Acme?
They were about the same. The competition was very keen at that time, but
mm-hmm. How would you go about trying to sell a person?
Well, we sold they didn't sell a person so much except the contractors, but we sold the